It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Did we just glitch out? Man. So anyway, I don't know how much of that you heard. So I'm going to start over again. So I'm excited to be back home here. I was traveling. I was in Hollywood, LA there for a couple of days. And then I was in Houston for a couple of days. So it's good to be back. And, you know, it's one of those things that unfortunately, for whatever reason, it turned my mic off. So anyway, we had a couple of minutes of dead air. So apologize for that. But I was talking about, you know, the wonderful thing about living in the desert is that you that out of what appears to be dead, right? Desolation, sand, these beautiful flowers emerge, right? And it's, you know, it's fantastic to witness. And how does that apply to business? Well, because sometimes our businesses can seem very desolate, right? On the verge of dying. And the quickest way to turn your business around is marketing. And, And so today's show is going to focus a lot on marketing, things that you can do. And I'm actually texting Chuck, who's one of our guests today. He said he called in and there was no sound. And the reason there was no sound is because the program here turned my mic off. So I was just sitting there talking into dead air. Anyway, so how do you create a beautiful garden, an oasis, if you will, from a desolate business, from a business on the verge of bankruptcy? You focus on direct response marketing. You focus on what's called guerrilla marketing. And what is guerrilla marketing? Well, we're going to talk about that just ever so lightly, but you know, guerrilla marketing is doing something that's very inexpensive but very effective. I'll give you a perfect scenario that a lot of people hate to do, but it is very, very effective, very inexpensive, and that's good old-fashioned telemarketing. And so when you pick up the phone and you interact with your clients, your prospects, you can get a yes or no and move on to the next, right? It's worked. It's proven. A lot of people don't like to do telemarketing because it does involve some rejection. You just have to learn that the rejection is not personal. When you are dialing and smiling, only about 3 or 4% of the people are interested in what you are selling at that moment. So it's just not that big of a deal. But what else can you do similar to that? Well, I tell you what, direct mail. So here's another guerrilla tactic that I like to use, and that is simply pick 100 of your top prospects. You're going to pick 100 of your top most ideal, most pristine, most perfect prospects. And you're going to market to them exclusively through direct mail and email marketing. Very inexpensive when you only have 100 to deal with, right? And it's just something like that done consistently can take you out of the desert and in to the Garden of Eden. All right, so let's get this party started with my first guests today, Blaine Elkers and Chuck Trotman Trautman. They are a couple of guys that I've gotten to know over the last few months, and they are turning, businesses around every day. Blaine Elkers is a lifetime entrepreneur and a graduate of Purdue University and Stanford University's entrepreneurship program. He's achieved over $100 million in sales and coached thousands of people on businesses and self-development. He's a certified guerrilla marketing coach, wrote a book, with J. Conrad Levingson, the father of guerrilla marketing, called Guerrilla Marketing on the Front Lines. He helps business owners with their businesses and their personal implementation plans to elevate themselves to a higher level called U2.0. He's currently president of the Arizona Marketing Association. Blaine, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bert. Thanks for having me on, and love to talk about marketing and businesses. And really, you know, Chuck and I believe that an educated business owner is probably the number one asset that this country has. So excited to be here. And Chuck has just come back from a major conference and has some pretty cool stuff to share. So looking forward to it.
Great. Well, let me introduce Chuck, too. So then Chuck Trautman, he's a U.S. Marine veteran who was honorably discharged at the rank of sergeant after a short stint in corporate America. He realized his true calling was to be an entrepreneur. He's owned and built several multi-million dollar businesses, including an automotive parts business. He grew a company to 25 million in sales. A retail golf equipment business he grew from scratch to over $10 million a year in sales. Chuck Trautman, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
I'm happy to be back, Bert, and looking forward to sharing some super stuff that I picked up at the Super Conference in Orlando this weekend.
Well, let's dive into that. So first of all, what is a Super Conference?
Well, there's an organization, GKIC. It used to be Glazer's Kennedy's Insider Circle, and when it was sold, they just shortened it up to GKIC, but they've been having these massive marketing conferences, two of them a year, one called the Super Conference and one called the Info Summit, going back 20 years or so. And so this one was in Orlando, and several hundred people there, and some of the sharpest knives in the industry speaking from the stage and educating and sharing what's working now.
Well, great. I want to dive into this because, these super conferences, I have known about them for a long time, and they always, they always seem to generate a lot of energy, a lot of buzzwords. Not a lot of buzzwords, but a lot of buzz, and people get super excited when they leave these. So I want to talk about a couple of things that you walked away with, and I want to start off by talking about the top two Google search words. Talk about this.
Well, they had one of the Google executives there, and he was giving lots of stats, and of course, and also talking about how everyone needs to use YouTube more, because if you're doing videos and are on YouTube, you're gonna rank higher on Google, and if you're doing pay-per-click with Google, if you have YouTube videos, you'll pay less, was the words he said. But he also said something that every local business needs to think about, that the two biggest keywords they have going now by far is near me. Putting in their search terms, consumers are saying, where is a hot dog stand near me? Where is a sports bar near me? Where is a yoga shop near me? And of course, those are getting to the top because that near me is the most used keywords they have going right now. So for our local brick and mortar businesses out there, be sure and add near me to your keywords and your location.
Okay, so wait, I want to clarify this. So you're saying that if you are I guess a hot dog vendor or, even an attorney, you should type in some of your keywords should be near me.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what this guy said, Sheldon Bernstein, who's a Google executive. And that was one of his big tips was add near me. Be sure that near me is in your keyword strings and your long tail keywords someplace.
Man, I tell you, that's so interesting. And you know what's really funny about that, I know personally, I say that all the time into my what do you call it, Google Maps, when I'm looking for a grocery store near me. I was traveling quite a bit this last week and not real familiar with the area, so I would say, hey, you know, grocery store near me, XYZ service near me, and it makes total sense, and I just never thought about putting that as part of my SEO keywords, but now that you've said it, it's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, so we all need to do that. That was such a simple little tip that probably is worth a lot of clicks for us.
Yeah, yeah. See, and this is why going to a marketing conference like the Super Summit or getting involved with somebody like the Arizona Marketing Association is so important, because this one tip is probably worth tens of thousands of dollars to somebody who will take the time to implement near me into their SEO strategy.
Right. Interesting you say the word implement, because there was two big themes of this conference also, is that implement, and if you write down an action item, put a date on it. Don't just have it, you know, not just go down when you come home and say, oh, these are the things I'm going to do, but put a date on it, and that will help you implement faster. And the other thing was the continued use of video. We all need to be doing many, many, many more videos. Every speaker was talking about what they were getting out of videos, both Facebook Live and doing YouTube videos and YouTube Live. So those were two big things that were beat into us by everybody.
All right, so, okay, you mentioned video, and I want to talk about this, because you guys also did quite a bit with video there. So what are the five things that everyone should say in a short video?
Well, Greg Roulette does short videos, and he packages them as a TV show, kind of like you do sometimes, Vert. And he says the people he coaches have a hard time knowing what to say, so he says you should start out with, make it very, very easy, like, hi, this is Chuck Troutman from the Better Wi-Fi Marketing Network, and in this video, that's number one, and in this video, I'm going to talk to you about how to capture business using social Wi-Fi and geofencing. And then the third point is to share a story, a case study, or an example that proves your point, and then recite it back to the audience. Number four is recite the tip you gave them back to the audience. And number five is, if you like this video, you might like some of my other videos I want you to go to, and then give your YouTube channel or your website or whatever you want to do. So, you know, I know that people... Heck, Bert, you and I and Blaine, we have no trouble talking, right? We can just get up on camera in front of a group of people and just talk, because that's what we do. But I know some people that the camera goes on and they're petrified. So by these five steps, I think they're pretty good tips to have people get comfortable.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what? Even though you and I and Blaine are for lack of better terms, professional speakers, right? We don't mind talking, but it's nice to have these tips, because to be able to say this pattern, if you will, this blueprint, is a perfect way to start every video. Hi, this is Bert Martinez from Money for Lunch, and today I'm going to be talking about how, you know, the two key words that you should add to your SEO, right? And I learned, and I can go right into it. You know, my good friend Chuck Troutman told me about these two key words, and they're really easy. You can implement them, and they're going to help you rank incredibly fast. The two key words are, you know, near me and you know, he told me this on the air, and so I'm telling him the story, I'm giving him the tip, and then go back and say, again, the two key words are near me, they should be added, and if you like this video, if you found it helpful, please subscribe to my channel and share it with your friends, something like that. It's a great little five-step, blueprint that everything that you want to do with your video. I think it's fantastic.
Exactly. I thought it was a great tip for us all too.
All right, I want to skip down and talk about this real quick. I want to jump to LinkedIn hacks, because most business people that I know use LinkedIn at least a little bit to a lot, depending on their savviness of networking. So I want to talk about how, you know, what you learn as far as LinkedIn hacks to get people to 30,000 connections.
Well, we have a speaker on there who was dynamite, and he started off getting our attention by having a new word on the screen. The word was Susi Kufum. So, you know, it's like a Japanese word, right? Susi Kufum. And the means is super sexy kung fu marketing. So he got everybody's attention because he said something funny off the bat. Then he goes into this, and he changes his profile banner almost weekly. Apparently when you do that, you can notify people that you've changed it, that your banner, or people find that it is done. But like on his profile banner for this last week, it was I'm speaking at the GKIC Super Conference. So wherever he's going next week, that will be in there right at the top by his name. His other things were to be sure that you join 50 groups. Have one of your own and join at least 50. And you don't have to monitor all the times, but he talked about when every time he starts a new company, he starts a new he puts a new LinkedIn profile on it. Even if it's just a small company he's not going to do anything to do with for several months, he'll put it up there, he'll start a group about it. And when he comes back to do something with the company 3 or 4 months later, we already have several hundred people as followers in his group. So he personally has got 30,000 connections and is reaching 100,000 people through the use of using the group strategy. And his strategy is very similar to what Blaine taught at one of our marketing summits, and that he is only going after his – he has three different businesses. He's GKIC Mexico is one of his businesses, so he looks for people in Mexico, and then he's in the fundraising business, and so he's looking for venture capitalists and all of that. So he specifically is looking for people to connect with in those groups. So when he goes out and looks at connections, he's looking for people exactly like what he wants and inviting them to connect.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. One of the, you know, I think that's one of the biggest failings that people do with social media is they will connect. And I'm going to pick on LinkedIn a little bit since we're talking about LinkedIn. And there's a group of people on LinkedIn called Lions, which is LinkedIn Open Networkers. And there's nothing wrong, but if all you're trying to do is grab a bunch of numbers. But do you want 30,000 people that have no connection to your industry? They're never going to be a prospect. Or do you want 30 people connected to you that might someday do business with you? It's a huge, you know, it's a small shift, but it's a huge difference in your business. And to just connect with anybody, Chuck, I think, and I want to get your opinion on this, I think it's a huge mistake. You should connect with people that can somehow elevate your business or maybe do business with you. What is your thought about just connecting with anybody?
I agree 100%. Blaine's lesson that he taught to the Arizona Marketing Association was like in his particular case, he was taking his second-level connections and searching Phoenix, Arizona. And Blaine, jump in, and I'm saying this wrong, correct me, but I'm doing this too. So he got Phoenix, Arizona, and owner in their profile. So you're connecting with business owners in the Phoenix area, which would be valuable for the Arizona Marketing Association. So I have some business in the real estate industry and a real estate coaching business. So besides doing the owners in Phoenix, I will do real estate people all over the United States, and I haven't figured out my strategy is for the other new company, Better Wi-Fi Marketing, which is the geofencing social Wi-Fi, but I will be doing something with that the next couple of weeks on LinkedIn as well. Another one of these tidbits from Jorge was that people are you're not selling your company, you're selling yourself. So don't be all about the company this and the company did that, but it's about you when you set up your profile, and that allows you to establish yourself as an industry expert, which would create confidence and hopefully leads and future clients. And another tip he had is don't put your website like probably we have it. You know, we probably have a www.arizonamarketingassociation.org, and that probably should say Arizona Marketing website, Arizona Marketing Association website, linking to the same site, but not making it, you know, looking at all that garbage, www.yourwebsite.com, you know, just make it short. Chuck's website, Bert's website, Blaine's website.
Interesting.
I thought it was a good tip.
Yeah, no, it's a solid tip. And you know what? And again, this is the thing that happens these little strategies is the difference when you get around other people who are better at marketing than you are, or maybe have different experiences. Maybe they're the same level marketer than you are, but they're, you know, they've learned something new that they're sharing with you. When you get, you know, think about it, when you get four or five or six people together and they're exchanging ideas and experiences, it all of a sudden amplifies your business. It amplifies your knowledge. I mean, and that's really what the Arizona Marketing Association is all about. I just want to throw that out there. You guys have been doing this now for, is it 8 years? Chuck?
Yeah, we've been running a monthly meeting for 8 years, so we've got over 100 meetings that we've done so far.
Okay, so Blaine, talk a little bit about the Arizona Marketing Association. I just want to throw this little mention in here. So if you are in the Phoenix area, what are some of the great benefits of joining the Arizona Marketing Association?
Yeah, I mean, we've got this association now, and we meet on a monthly basis. We've had over 100 meetings in a row, so we've been meeting for over 8 years. And really, it's business owners. So we come together. You're not alone. A lot of times you can't talk to your business, to your family and friends. They don't really understand it. So like I said earlier, we believe an educated business owner is the, you know, the most important asset in Arizona, in the country. And so we come together, and we focus in really on two things, direct response marketing and mastermind groups. So direct response marketing is measurable marketing. We're not big into brand marketing as much as we are measurable marketing, you know, things that you can see are working, and you can measure how effective they are, and they're very cost effective too in that regard. And then the other thing is mastermind groups. If you've never been a part of that, we have a lot of different groups where we meet in smaller groups, because in our big meeting we can have anywhere from 60 to 100 business owners, but we do mastermind groups with a much smaller group where you're really working together to help each other move your business forward, and kind of taking that collective genius of the group, to really solve challenges you have, and then also to do joint ventures and to move your business forward. And I know, you know, Bert, you're a part of one of our, or now two of our mastermind groups, so you know how powerful that can be. But it's a place, if you're in Arizona, it's a place to come. We actually have members outside of Arizona, too, because we have an online portal. We record all of our meetings. We make all this marketing advice available. We have a marketing academy. So there's lots of stuff happening. And if you're looking for some support, you're looking for some fellow business owners, and you're looking to improve your marketing, we're the place for that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You know what? And I have become a big fan of the Arizona Marketing Association and what do you call it? And this is, as you said, it's like-minded people, and sometimes as entrepreneurs, again, depending on the size of your business, it can be pretty lonely. Being at the top, when you are the owner and you're supposed to have all the answers, it can be very stressful and very very scary. And being around, you know, other people that are in the same boat as you gives you a feeling of confidence, and as you said, you're not alone, and that helps a lot. So anyway, Arizona Marketing Association, you guys can, we're going to give you a website, or you know what, why don't we give out the website one time right now, Blaine, and then we'll do it again at the end of the segment.
Yeah, the easiest is just ArizonaMarketingAssociation.org or .com. We own both, but Arizona Marketing Association. .org or .com. And like you said, I mean, it's a place you can celebrate your wins with other business owners. We also have accountability every week. So there's a lot of support, that comes from hanging out with other business owners.
Yep. I like that. All right, Chuck, I want to ask you this. I want to go back to, we were talking about videos before, and I want to kind of circle back to videos. At the Super Conference, I understand you also picked up some magic YouTube hacks. Talk about a couple of those.
I would love to, because they were really cool. There's a couple tools out there, and unfortunately, they're mainly for iPhones and not for Androids. And it's very interesting because they're YouTube apps, but then there's a YouTube Capture app. and a YouTube director app, and they are phenomenal way for within the apps to do your videos and be able to do editing and all the things on the fly. I thought that very interesting, though. Google will have the YouTube director app up for Android soon, but since you know Google Phone and all that is all Android, they must recognize Apple as being a leader in that to build those apps for them. But you know, the other things they talk about that Mike Stewart talks about is, again, how easy as it is, people just have to get in the game, and how inexpensive as it is to do, because our phones are such great movie cameras and regular cameras. So he also gave us a resource for a tool called iRig, and it becomes, you can use using your camera or your iPad, you can do a multi-mic setup, so you can have several people with a mic on the same broadcast, and with your phone make it look like you're on a set moving around and all of that. So that was some really good stuff too that I thought that the apps look great, and I've already got them and will start using them myself. I think everybody should.
Okay, and so
iRig,
that's the thing that's so incredible about some of these apps, the fact that they are free or sometimes very inexpensive. So iRig, just to go back up, iRig allows you multiple cameras, multiple mics simultaneously?
Multiple mics simultaneously. So you can have the camera and someone can be moving the camera, or you can, you know, with the, if you have it on the end of a selfie stick or something like that, but that you can have multiple mics on so that you and I could be sitting side by side and have on either Bluetooth mics or regular lapel mics with a cord plugged into the iRig, so we would both have good volume, not like if, you know, how it would be now. You couldn't use the lapel mic to do a video if you and I and Blaine were all in the same video, because there's no way it could pick it up. So you'd have poor sound quality because of the mic being 8 or 10 feet away from the phone. So I thought it was a great little resource that he offered up. And I haven't checked it out yet, but he said none of this stuff was very expensive. So I'm thinking $20, $30 probably.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. And you know what I've learned today, I'm super excited about learning the search words near me. It sounds like something that you may want to add to videos is too in the description line.
I think that would be a wise strategy, because obviously, you know, the second largest search engine is YouTube, second to people who own them, Google. So it's a great idea.
Yeah.
There were some book resources that I picked up, and one that ties right into this is a 99-cent Kindle book done by Mike Koenig, and it's called Money Phone. And for 99 cents, every listener should invest in 99 cents on Kindle. I mean, his hard copy of the book is $10. He just wants this book out here. But it's how to use your phone to make a six-figure income with it. And bottom line, it's just all the stuff we've talked about and more in that book. And so invest a dollar out there, audience.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, it's called Money Phone, and it's by Mike Koenig, and it's spelled, I think he spells it kind of, you know, what do you call it?
Yes, K-O-E-N-I-G-S. K-O-E-N-I-G-S. But if you, yeah.
But just put in Money Phone, you'll find it. It's a great title. You know, I haven't had Mike on the show in a couple of years, so maybe I can coax him to come back out and talk about Money Phone. So it's been a while, so it would be good to have
you,
it.
Mike's doing he's doing a new program with Ed Rush about helping coaches coach and all of that. So I know he'd like to come and probably talk about that. Speaking of Ed Rush, I got to tell a funny story before we wrap up our segment. Ed Rush was a Marine Corps fighter pilot, an F-18 pilot, and was so good at dogfighting that he was a gun instructor in Pensacola for the Marine Corps on the F-18. But so he's a good guy. So he was the MC of this event. So every time he came up, the movie Top Gun would play and all of that, and he'd do his thing. Well, it turns out I've known Mike for Ed for a couple of years, and I didn't know that his dad was Ed Rush, the NBA official. So I had to tell Ed, you know, and I had tickets for the Trailblazers in Portland years and years ago. I booed his father every time he officiated in Portland.
Ed Rush, Ed, we love you, but we're your father kind of a thing.
So Ed then created a book with his father some time ago, an ebook on how to be a basketball official, and they do a couple $250,000 a year with the program. So it turned out to be a good thing.
Sure. You know what? Now, right there, I want to talk about that. Look, right there, who would have thought that you could not only write a book but create a program, a platform around how to become a basketball official or an NBA official or whatever it is. But it goes to show you that anybody's expertise or life experience can be monetized if done correctly.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, Major Ed Rush, the guy I'm talking about, his first product that he created in the infomarketing world was how to become a fighter pilot. He did six figures on that, too. I mean, who would think of someone waking up one day, I wonder if there's any books on how to be a fighter pilot, and then going out and buying it, and then having a course around it, of course, too.
That is wild. Yeah, I mean, talk about a super niche. I mean, it's one thing to want to be a pilot. It's a completely different thing to be a fighter pilot. That's incredible. Just sitting here blows me away. But it goes to show you, again, I have one of my biggest clients. She makes almost $300,000 a year teaching people how to keep their houseplants alive.
Wow.
And, when I first heard that, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I had ever heard in my life. And I didn't know if I could even help this lady. And I called my wife. She goes, oh, I'll buy that program. She immediately was like, yeah, that's important. I'll buy that program immediately. And so just about everybody I talk to, 80% of the people I talk to about keeping their houseplants alive immediately want to buy the product or look at it or whatever. It's just, I never thought it was that big of a thing, but apparently it is. You know what? Before you go, I want to talk about this. You only have 70 seconds. Talk about that.
Okay, that was a really interesting character who has done a ton of business with Facebook, and not so much on Facebook advertising, but on engaging and getting people to engage and all of that. And the talk was, from the time that you put a post out there, if no one likes it or shares it in the first 70 seconds, it doesn't get shown anymore.
Wow.
And so the trick is that every time you put someone up, have someone in your employee or something go out and share or like it in the first 70 seconds. And if people keep doing that, it'll keep showing because people are engaged in it. And pretty soon Facebook thinks it's really relevant content and will keep it up longer. But I thought that was really interesting. It's besides your people that are really close to, if you put something up there, you got 70 seconds to get something to happen, or they're not going to show it. That's what their algorithms are right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a cool tip, I think, too.
Yeah, that's an amazing tip, and I think it also goes to show you, if you structure things knowing that you only have a short time, right? Because, I mean, look, with a direct response ad, you only have, what, 3 or 4 seconds to capture somebody's attention. Here we have this Facebook hack, if you will. You only have 70 seconds. Bottom line is, you and I and everybody else out there, we have a very limited amount of time to capture somebody's attention and do something with it.
Yeah, you're 100%. Correct. I mean, I think there's a cliche out there someplace that the goldfish has an attention span of 8 seconds, and 10 years ago, man's was about 20 seconds, and now man's down to 7 seconds. So we have a shorter attention span than a goldfish.
Yeah. And anyway, so I love it. Chuck, it's been absolutely wonderful to have you come and share some of these nuggets of information. Blaine, you were uncharacteristically quiet, but we appreciate you stopping by, and we appreciate both of you guys coming in, and we'd certainly appreciate the Arizona Marketing Association. And you know what? I'm going to be speaking at the Arizona Marketing Association tomorrow along with you guys. And if somebody wants to come and join us for dinner, where can they go to register?
they can go to, because they'll be guest of yours, they can get a free guest pass by going to azmaguest.com, and that will call up, giving them the location, the time, everything, and at the bottom they'll put in their information, and then there's a box that says referred by, and they'll just say Bert, so we'll know they're coming to you.
Great. All right. So they can go to azmaguest.com, and they can fill out the registration, and they could put on their Bert or Money for Lunch or radio or whatever, and they can get a free guest pass that includes a meal, a very good dinner, actually. And then they have the bonus. The dessert is that they get to grow their business and learn some other strategies to help their life and their business be healthier and happier and easier.
Well, that's right. I mean, we charge $30 for people who aren't members to come to that event. So it's a $30 gift that you and we are giving them, Bert. And Blaine's a certified guerrilla marketing coach, so he's going to be doing some stuff on guerrilla marketing. I have some things to add to that because I've built a lot of my businesses on the streets. And, of course, we're going to share these nuggets that we just talked about now in more detail and many more. Plus, they're going to get to have you speak and give them some other amazing tips. So it's a free education with dinner included. It's a fantastic opportunity for folks out there.
It's dinner and entertainment at azmaguest.com, azmaguest.com. You can go there, sign up, and you get to meet Chuck, and you get to meet Blaine, and you get to meet me, and it'll be a lot of fun to come out there and support your business. Blaine, Chuck, thank you so much for stopping by today.
All right, thank you guys. Great call.
Thanks, Bert. We'll see you tomorrow, Bert. Take care of yourself.
Take care.
All right, good stuff there from Blaine and Chuck, and again, I love the Arizona Marketing Association, and I met Chuck because he was a guest on the radio show, and so we connected. And so it's azmaguest.com. You get to be my guest. You get to go there for free, and we're even going to buy you dinner. It's a fantastic, fantastic way to invest in yourself and in your business. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. And then we're going to talk to Vic Moreno, and he's also a member of the Arizona Marketing Association.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cooler Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. My next guest, Vic Mariano. Vic Mariano started real estate career in 2008 with a partner and friend when the flipping craze in Phoenix, Arizona was in full effect. If you were willing to take a risk, you could make very good money. And we did. With a contractor's license, he quickly realized that he needed a real estate license as well in order to evaluate and make good business decisions regarding the values of homes. Having both licenses allowed us to decide what improvements would need to be made in order to increase the value of properties that they were willing to purchase. And in 2009, he obtained his real estate license from the state of Arizona. And in his first year as being a realtor, was named Rookie of the Year. Vic Mariano, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thanks for having me, Bert.
All right, so you know what? Chuck and Blaine have said a lot of great things about you, so I'm excited to have you on the show. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your background and how you got to where you're at. I mean, were you always interested in being a contractor and a real estate person?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I actually have an engineering background. I spent many years with Motorola and the semiconductor industry, as well as Philips Semiconductor. And as I set goals as a young man, I attained them relatively early in my career and decided that, geez, you know, maybe there's something else better out there. So I decided to walk away from the corporate world and to get into business for myself. And I luckily, I had a friend that already had was an entrepreneur and had a very successful business, and he built homes. And it seemed like we'd go over to their house, and he was always building something. So I got to learn under his wing to do a lot of things. And then in 2008, we decided to take it to the next step and try our hand at the flipping. So we spent many days down at the courthouse steps buying homes for cash and then remodeling them and putting them back on the market. So, and as you were saying in your introduction there, the one thing that we found that was very difficult was the fact that we couldn't find a real estate agent that would give us the information we needed in a timely manner so that we can make quick business decisions. So that's when, you know, I told my partner that, you know, one of us needed to go get the real estate license in order to change, you know, the direction of where we were going. And then that way we can, you know, control our own destiny. So I went and obtained the real estate license for the state of Arizona. And, you know, the rest was history after that. So it was a good time. It was a good decision. And back in those days, it was a really good move for us.
Sure, sure. You know what? And this is what sometimes people are unwilling to do, right? I mean, in other words, you had to step out of your comfort zone a little bit, acquire an additional license, where a lot of people would have said, no, I don't want to do that. It's too much hassle, blah, blah, blah. And you know what I'm saying? They talk themselves out of it. So you have a contractor's license. You went and doubled down. You got a real estate license. And you use those to your advantage. And so
absolutely.
Right there is a little nugget that a lot of people just need to embrace. Sometimes, even though you're already working hard and you've already acquired this license and that license, sometimes you just need to do a little bit more.
That's correct. Yeah, and you know, it turned out to be a really good move for us because, you know, back in 2008 and 9 and the first part of 10, you know, there was a lot of opportunity out there. And with the real estate license, then we ended up we're selling our own homes. And it helped us with our remodeling business because people would come in and look at the house that we did, and boy, they'd really love it and say, you know, I love everything you did here, but this house doesn't work for me. I'm going to buy the house down the street. Can you come in and remodel this one? You know, so that turned into doing one of them, and then it was two of them, and three of them. And before you knew it, we didn't really have any time to actually purchase and do our own homes anymore, which is perfect timing because in 10, that's when the institutional lenders came to Phoenix with their $500 million funds, and then they started buying all of the houses off the courthouse steps, paying a lot higher pricing for them. And so it was a good way for us to segment and move into the remodeling business and not have to worry about the courthouse steps anymore.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. All right. So let's talk about this because Blaine was telling me you have a very unique program that helps people sell their homes faster. So talk about this.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you for that. So whenever I decided to go and pour all my efforts into doing remodeling full time as opposed to, you know, splitting duties between being a realtor and a contractor, I always thought in the back of my mind that I really wanted to get to the point and grow my business to where I could actually have both of them united again. So I spent many years thinking about how I can make that happen because with a real estate license and a contractor's license, I actually have a unique selling proposition to clients because I can do things that a normal realtor can't do. For example, realtors are not allowed to have an opinion on construction or conditions of the home because they don't have the license. And so there's a liability there. Well, as a licensed contractor, I do have a voice. So if I'm helping you buy a house, me and my team are helping you buy a house, I can actually give you opinions, professional opinions, from both a real estate point of view and a contracting point of view to make sure that I'm guiding you into a good home for you to enjoy for many years to come. Also, when it comes to the inspections of the home, I know the things that an inspector is going to bring up. His job, you hire him to actually find out all kinds of issues with the home. Well, I can actually help you decipher is what's the real things that you should be worried about and what the things that are no big deal. On the reverse of that is that if you're selling your home and the buyer's inspector comes in and they've got a whole laundry list of things that you want you to fix, right, I can help guide you through that and tell you what's really needs to be fixed and what's really no big deal. So there's a couple of many of the advantages that I have over a normal agent. So going into what we call the Seller's Advantage Program, which is what you were referring to that Chuck and Blaine had told you about, I decided that there was a good way to be able to marry the real estate and the contracting business together. And in doing so, what I've done is I've made partnerships so that I can help a seller who's trying to sell their home, improve it to make a good home that is priced well. They always sell fast. And what we were able to do with that is that they can do this remodel of their home to put it into a good selling condition without any money out of the pocket. So not only do they get no money out of pocket remodel, but we've also partnered with a home warranty company. What that allows us to do is to do a pre-certification of a home, just like in the car industry where you can get a used car that's been pre-certified. We now are bringing that into the real estate market, so that we can pre-certify a home. Once we get a home that's pre-certified, then we also put into that bundle a home warranty that protects the seller while the seller is selling the home that is transferable to the buyer at the close of escrow. And to add on top of that, one more thing is that we partnered with a moving company that we're giving a $500 moving voucher it doesn't even have to be in. They're an international mover, so they can move you wherever they want to. But we're providing a $500 voucher to help you get to your next location. So we bundled the package together to do the Seller's Advantage, which lets you do a remodel with no money in your pocket. We're giving you a home warranty. We're pre-certifying your home, and we're giving you that moving voucher as well. So all of that's done with no money out of your pocket.
Wow, that's incredible. All right, so this to me is a great strategy, and this is, again, something that a lot of people can do in their business. And what you sounds to me like you got all these little alliances, and because you guys share the same customer, the moving company shares the same customer who is either moving into or moving out of their home. That's just a no-brainer. And so, you know, there's so many ways that a restaurant, an attorney, a dentist, a chiropractor can partner up with businesses that serve the same client.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly our strategy.
So, okay, so just for our listeners, how hard was it to put these alliances together?
Well, as it turns out, because of me being a contractor, I actually had these alliances and built these alliances over time. I'm one of those ones that believes the answer is no unless you ask. You know, so
right.
If you've got an idea and you're trying to implement it and you just think about it yourself and you never share it with somebody or you never ask if you can do it, then obviously the answer is always going to be no. So you've got to be willing to take the step. Right, and engage other people, and just to see. I mean, what's the worst thing they can say, right? They can say no.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the reality is most people are going to say yes, at least initially, to sit down and look at the program, right? So
correct. Yeah.
You know, I think it's an absolute no-brainer that everybody should do this.
We're thinking the same way.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Let's talk about this. So if somebody wants to create an alliance, you know, it doesn't seem like it's that hard of a deal, and you correct me if I'm wrong. You call somebody up and you say, hey, this is Bert Martinez, or hey, this is Vic, and I have a real estate company, and I would like to maybe partner up with your moving company. I mean, that's kind of my thinking. That's how the conversation starts.
Exactly. And most real estate agents have a guy for this or a guy for that and a guy for this. You know, what we're trying to offer to our clientele is that we're the guy for everything. So, you know, therefore, these little partnerships that we make outside, you know, are just an added benefit, you know. So from the contracting point of view, I don't have to go and find a painter because we got painters on our staff. I don't have to go find a plumber or electrician or, you know, concrete people because they're all part of my staff. You know, so me adding in the moving company, the insurance guy, the guy that's going to help us with the home warranty, those are just added benefits to our program.
Right, right. And let's talk about this other thing. You know, talk about building an iron cage around your customers, right? Because Vic's the guy. Hey, I need my home remodel, call Vic. Hey, I need to move, call Vic. Hey, I need this, call Vic, right? I mean, that talk about building, you know, loyal fans, people who will call you time and time again when they need help.
Yeah, so one of the things that I believe in is customer service. So customer service and quality are my two things that I work on and I instill in my business and in all of my employees. So, you know, there's the three legs of the stool, right? You've got quality, you've got service, and you've got cost. So a lot of people shop for cost, right? Well, when you shop for cost and you compare and try to get the lowest price, you don't necessarily get the best quality or the best service. So what I lead on is I always tell people is that I'm not the cheapest guy in town, nor do I want to be. But what I want to do is I want to provide the best quality. I want to provide the best service, and I want to give you a reasonable cost. And in putting that model together, we've come up with the five-star experience. And so my tagline is to be your contractor for life, right? And so when I tell people that, it's not just telling them, right? We exercise that and we believe that. I actually hire and fire based on the five-star experience. And we've actually taken those same principles and put it into our real estate company as well. So our tagline on our real estate operation is your realtors for life. And so we have the same five-star approach. Now, this would be just one of those things where people say, oh, you know what, they're just saying that. Well, we back it up because we work really, really hard with our clients into getting them to actually publish reviews for us through a third-party company. So we have over 62, I think now, five-star reviews online, so which helps propagate our business without us having to do anything. You were talking earlier about you know, Google and searching and AdWords, and we actually pop up on the first page of Google through some of our affiliates that we're doing because of the five-star experience that we offer to our clients. And again, it's not by accident. We actually spend a lot of time working on the five-star experience. Every job that we do starts with the team in front of the house going over the five-star experience and talking about the client paid for the five-star experience. Here are the things that we're going to do as a reminder to make sure that we actually provide that five-star experience. So, again, it's not by accident that we are where we're at today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this same philosophy together with the real estate company and the Seller's Advantage program so that we can take and offer that same five-star experience to people that are buying and selling homes. And it even goes for investors. You know, if there's somebody that's out there that's looking to invest in a property that needs somebody that needs to remodel it, we can help them through the whole process.
Yeah, no, I love that. I like the philosophy. You're taking what your core values and you're implementing them into this program. And as you said, you hire and fire based on these core values. Is this person going to help me move forward? Is going to help me, add, you know, strength or add value to my customers, right? And so based on your core value, your goal to be the realtor for life, the remodeler for life, it changes your perspective because you're not looking for a one-time deal and therefore you're not interested in people who are just price shopping. You're looking for people who want quality.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's a good point too, because we become friends with lots of our clients. I mean, I go to lunch with them. We go to dinner. We hang out. We talk on occasions, you know. So, and a lot of our clients will have a list of things to do. You know, they may start off talking about, hey, give me a bid on, you know, doing kitchens and my bathrooms and whatever. And, you know, when it comes down to it, they say, hey, you know what, I'm going to do my kitchen this year. But next year they're going to call me back and to do their bathroom, and they do. So the reason that they do is because we've been very, very on purpose about the five-star experience and wanting to be people's contractor for life. And again, that's what we're doing. We're taking those same philosophies, and then we've implemented them in our real estate company so that, again, the Seller's Advantage program was kind of burst out of that. You know, how can we provide and become somebody's real estate company for life? Well, if you add the value like the Seller's Advantage program, it's easy to become somebody's, you know, realtor for life. And hopefully their contractor for life as well, because they're going to be leaving. And if they go to a new home, we can help guide them throughout the process of buying a new home and, you know, help them, you know, see past the, you know, the pink walls and the shag carpet that's there from the 70s, you know. So we can help them with that process and let them know what they're going to need to do and how expensive or inexpensive it's going to be to make those changes.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. And you know what? I also like the fact that when you look at your business model, this is something that grew organically. It just made sense to go from flipping houses to remodeling to real estate license. And again, now you have this realtor for life, the remodeling modeler for life. All this, you know, grows organically as you become better and smarter at your business.
Absolutely. And I might want to add that it doesn't mean that we're perfect, right? I mean, everybody makes mistakes.
Right.
That's why one of our five stars is failing forward. And, you know, so what we talk about failing forward is that, you know, everybody has and makes mistakes. We just don't want that everybody on the team to learn the same mistake, you know, and go down the same path. So we use it as an opportunity for us to share with everybody on the team that, hey, this is the mistake that was made, and this is how we can prevent that from happening moving forward. And we always tell our clients that, you know, your character is not defined by whether you make a mistake or not. Your character is defined as to how you handle that mistake. You know, so I'm a 100% believer that I can deliver a five-star experience even if I have problems on a job, all by how we handle the issue and how we handle the client and get them to the end of the project.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right, so tell the listeners how can they find or go to your Seller Advantage program.
Yeah, so there's two ways. So the easiest way to get to us is through our real estate website. You can go to teammariano.com. So that's team like a football team, and then Mariano, my last name, .com. And then we have a tab on there for the Seller's Advantage program that you can click to. And we've got a nice little whiteboard video that kind of, you know, it's a high-level talk at how the program works. There's also our contact information on there for you to be able to get in touch with us through email, or you can give us a call on the phone. And we also have a second website, which is our remodeling website, which we also have a link there to our Seller's Advantage program, which is marianoco.com, which will get you to the Seller's Advantage program, also to our contact information.
Well, awesome, Vic. Listen, we're out of time. I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. I just love the program that you're doing there, and you guys can check out Vic Mariano and his team at teammariano.com. Vic, I guess I'll see you there at the Arizona Marketing Association, if not tomorrow, maybe next time. And looking forward to having you back on the show.
Thanks, Bert. Appreciate your time.
All righty. Good stuff there from Vic Mariano. And I love how, you know, the one thing that I love that really stuck home with me is he hires and fires based on delivering this five-star service to his clients, right? So that intense focus, that intense commitment to his core values is what governs his processes. Is this moving me forward towards being the remodeler for life, the realtor for life? Very applicable to all businesses. And then, of course, his alliances that he's built with the movers and with these, some of these other people, right? So what, you know, you can easily adapt that to your business. As always, we're grateful for you stopping by. And if you're in the Arizona area, come check us out at the Arizona Marketing Association. Go to azmaguest.com. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.